The amount of data that gets replicated or created daily is mind-boggling. Take a listen to this. Recent studies suggested that worldwide, sometime in 2010, the amount of digital data created would be about 988 billion gigabytes. You want to visualize it? Take a stack of books. That stack would go from Earth to Pluto, which is no longer a planet, and then it would come back to Earth here. Again, bottom line, mind-boggling. Welcome, everyone, to today's special episode of Connection Point. My name is James Hilliard, and today we're going to meet the expert and focus on data storage and discuss the strategies and technologies out there to help you manage your data growth. Now, the man wearing the expert title today is Travis Williamson. Travis is Regional Director, Practice Initiatives, and Storage Practice Lead for the PC Connection family of companies. And Travis, thanks for taking time today.
Thank you, James. Always a pleasure.
Now, on many podcasts, we get right into the topic, but on this one, again, we want to meet the experts. So I'm going to take a couple moments and get to a little bit of Travis's background. First thing, Travis, is how long has storage been a focus for you?
About since 96. I actually started with and was hired by IBM as a storage sales specialist, and I was out there carrying a bag and talking about folks with storage, and then I changed jobs in the channel and helped other partners develop their businesses, including storage, and now for the last couple of years, I've been working with PC Connection as a storage practice leader from the services side. So I've seen it from different angles, and it's been wonderful.
And that's a good, I'm no math major, but about 15 years or so. What is so interesting about the storage industry that you're still part of it today?
Well, it's constantly changing. Back when I started straight out of college, you know, I didn't think that it'd be something that'd be such a prevalent topic, something that's very interesting for people to talk about. You think just spinning disk or just tape, it's been dynamic, and it's always a part of the fabric of everything that's going on, and it's important for people to understand. So the dynamic changes keeps me coming back.
What's one of the biggest surprises that the storage industry has provided to you at some point in your career?
I'd say actually, the fact that there's so many different small players still in the marketplace that's viable, they have something to add and bring some niche to the marketplace. A lot of times they end up being purchased by some of the larger companies, but I think just the fact that there's so many different players that are out there that's smaller that keeps bringing something to the plate has actually been pretty surprising. It's always something new that needs to be brought into play.
Cool. Good stuff, Travis. Let's do this. For the rest of the conversation, I'll be asking Travis about his thoughts and predictions for 2010. And with that, Travis, let's talk about what you see as some of the top challenges faced by IT professionals around storage and how are these really shaping some of their storage IT priorities for organizations in 2010?
Well, I think that there's quite a few things that they're still facing because number one is the amount of data growth that they still have in their environment. You're talking about the data that's going from here to Pluto and back. The IT manager is dealing with that directly. Disaster recovery is a big thing that people are really wanting to make happen now. It's becoming more affordable and more options that's available to them. Backup windows are shrinking. The rising cost of the technology and the overall management of that technology, and the fact that they're being asked to do more with less resources, and they just need more efficiencies and ease of management. Those are the top things that I see in terms of what they're facing on a day-to-day basis when I speak with them.
Now, winter's almost upon us. Energy costs on the personal level are something a lot of us are thinking about. It's the same thing for businesses. They need to think about energy costs. We're seeing those still on the rise. Do you think energy efficiency and green thinking are going to have a big impact on the storage market in 2010?
I think so, because it's going to be even bigger driving force in 2010. It's no longer just something that people are talking about. I think it's going to become a must thing you must do. People are seeing real value and savings around virtualization and consolidation, and companies believe and expect these technologies to be good for the environment but also good for their wallets. So I think people are going to step up and make that a viable part of their criteria when they're looking at solutions, not just storage but overall.
Traditional data models, they require the IT shops to really stockpile those backup tapes for long-term retention. But now we do have technologies that are starting to impact that storage tactic. We have things like data deduplication. Still, though, recent data shows 70% of enterprises still have not deployed deduplication. You and I have talked about that technology throughout this year. What do you think the outlook is for data dedupe in 2010?
I think it's going to be an even bigger push in 2010. Because there's a lot of money to be saved, and traditional backups just aren't cutting it, and having those multiple generations sitting out there on tape for many reasons, including the fact that they're, you know, the recoverability of those things, the recovery times from tapes, the reliability, and the overall inefficiencies that comes with having multiple copies of data that you're managing. You know, companies can't really afford to do that. So data deduplication will be a key point that people continue to look at, and I think everybody's coming up with solutions just for that fact that you're going to have it integrated to what the things that you're doing for storage, period.
Virtualization 2009, whether it was the data center or people moving towards VDI, it was getting higher up there on the IT priority chart for a lot of shops. What impact do you think virtualization ultimately will have on the storage industry, because storage is an important part of that, in 2010?
Well, I think it's one of the major factors that's driving storage technology, period, because many people are moving to, like you said, server, desktop, network, and your overall basic storage virtualization solutions, because they want to take advantage of the advanced functions that make life easier for them. Things like being able to do better disaster recovery models, being able to do better resource allocation. They're big on saving time and money. So a lot of people definitely want to look at trying to make sure that their storage stays in lockstep and get those increasing benefits out of those things. It's definitely something that companies are going to look at doing more of, especially as the virtualization technologies develop solutions for some of the smaller guys and lowering that initial investment.
Virtualization obviously going to have that big impact. What are the next maybe two on your list, other key technologies or solutions that are going to have an impact on the storage market in 2010?
I'd say cloud computing, so storage as a service, is going to garner some more momentum, and something that we haven't mentioned here, but definitely something that's going to be talked about more and more, and some of the major players have been making announcements, but storage tiering is going to be something that's going to be a bigger play, and more people are going to be coming out with solutions around that, I think, in 2010 to meet the needs.
Everyone is talking about the cloud. What do you think about how the cloud computing models will really impact storage? And do you think 2010 is the year that has the big impact, or is that pushed out a couple more years?
I'd say it's pushed out a couple more years. Just I think it'll garner some more interest and investments. But I think the whole idea of having companies release their business under the, you know, their data, which is their lifeblood of their business, under the control out into the cloud, so to speak, is going to take a while. And they want to make sure that security is there and the technology is proven out for some of the major players, or some of the major momentum takes a swing. But I think it's a couple of years away before people start really looking at that as kind of like you look at your energy that you get into your house. So it'll be a while before that takes a stronghold. Not 2010, but it will start taking major steps that way.
And let's wrap on the tech front with really kind of some pitfalls, if you will, to avoid. Obviously, you've had 15 good years looking at storage. Are there some key mistakes that you've seen, maybe especially recently, maybe people were nervous because of the economy, that some organizations have made mistakes with regards to storage that you want to say, hey, hold on a second, folks that haven't gone down that route yet, here's something to avoid?
I think just in my 15 years, and it's been pretty consistent, it's three main missteps. I think people buy what they need now and don't truly plan for growth. I know because, you know, when you looking at the technology and somebody buys technology and says it's going to last me for the next 3 years and they call you in 6 months, you know that they've kind of misplanned or didn't take into effect some of the other factors and things that are going on in the company. The second thing I'd say is they use limited criteria when they're buying their storage. They only look at a small capacity of what they really need and some of their performance needs, only look at a segment of their total environment. And then the third thing is they don't implement good tools to manage their storage environment long-term. It's a good plan when you first implement it, but if you go back and look a year later, they have a more difficult time trying to tell you where things sit, who owns what, and how much space I truly have left in my environment to be able to allocate easily out. And I guess my major suggestions would be is to really look at your total environment, get a good evaluation or an assessment of what you really have, and do some planning so that you can figure out all the different types of storage solutions you can take advantage of, and look at, when you make your choice, how many of those criteria the storage solution that you're implementing are going to truly meet. And you don't get bogged down with trying to make everything fit, that one user in your environment. Make sure that you look at tiering your environment and saying, look, I have users that fit in this bucket, that's maybe an A, a B, and a C type profile, and I'm going to allocate to them differently. So I think it's a lot of different things that you have to take into play now, especially there's so many different resources and tools and players in the marketplace that have great things to offer, and everybody's just a little bit different. So take a broader look.
Hey, Travis, we'll leave it right there, but as always, I appreciate your time. Also appreciate all of our listeners for tuning in, and we know that storage can be challenging, and GovConnection makes it easier. Our storage experts like Travis and his colleagues can qualify your business needs through assessments, discovery, data collection, and analysis, and then armed with that information, they can help you select the right storage to meet your needs. You can learn more by going to govconnection.com. You can also call 1-800-800-0019. If you'd like to email, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that wraps up this Meet the Expert installment of Connection Point.